ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Constant Soldier, written by William Ryan and read by Sean Barrett. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Chapter 1. Brandt felt his mother's arms close round him, as if he were still a child. Her embrace was soft, her breath cool against his forehead. He could even smell her, milk and warm bread. How he'd ended up back here, in her arms, he didn't know. He opened his eyes, expecting to see hers looking down at him, her cheeks swelled by her smile, her lips full and rose-red, but instead found a stretcher pulled taut by the outline of a man's body, its mottled canvas less than an arm's length above him. The stretcher jerked from side to side as they moved along a rough part of the road. Close by, he could hear someone swearing repeatedly, their voice shrill, and, even over the sound of the vehicle's loud engine, he could make out the rumble and thud of artillery shells pursuing them. It didn't matter, though. He knew she was still nearby, cradling him, her skin warm against his, the sunshine turning her hair golden. All he had to do to see her was shut his eyes. The first time he woke properly, he hoped that he was still dreaming. The waking reality he found himself in wasn't much to his liking. The world he'd visited in his unconscious state was far preferable. He knew he was awake because the borders of his world were no longer flexible, something he'd become accustomed to. Instead, now, the edges and surfaces that surrounded him were rigid. He was lying down. His body ached, every centimeter of it, a dull, roaring pain. His head was covered with something wrapped tight around his face. A bandage, he thought. He was on a train by the sound of it, the wheels revolving to a languid rhythm, each length of track causing a small jolt that swayed the carriage slightly. The movement was soothing. He opened his eyes, his vision bordered by the white fabric wound around his head. Above him, a canvas stretcher. He remembered grey canvas above him from some time in the past, when he couldn't say, but not from before whatever had happened to him. This was similar, but a different colour, a faded white, smudged and worn, a splash of brown dots that looked like blood, old blood. His? Someone was talking to themselves nearby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?